Erev Tov, very quick few halachot. Just before we begin, again, this Sunday, of course, we know is the 10th of Av. We're pushing off Tisha B'Av from Shabbat to be on Saturday night, Sunday. And there's a lot of practical differences we're going to go over when Tisha B'Av is pushed off. But just practically, this Sunday, they're having a lot of Rabbanim, a bunch of community speakers speak over here from the morning until the evening throughout the whole day on Shabbat. So everyone's welcome. There's a flyer going around also if you want to follow. After the Minyanim in the morning, there's going to be Shiurim the whole day for Tisha B'Av for anyone who'd like to join. Some very practical halachot is who is exempt from the fast on this Sunday on Tisha B'Av. So in general, we generally say, for example, let's say a woman who is pregnant or a woman who is breastfeeding, generally for Tisha B'Av, just like Yom Kippur, we recommend for them to fast. We educate that they should fast and they should try their best to try to fast in most instances. This year, because Tisha B'Av is pushed off, so Rav Ovadia Yosef has a teshuvah and he says that since when Tisha B'Av gets pushed off to Sunday because it falls out on Shabbat, then a pregnant woman or a woman who is breastfeeding would both be exempt. And also a woman who is, let's say, within 24 months of having given birth, even if she's not breastfeeding, so Rav Ovadia also writes that technically speaking, she's not 100% obligated. If she can, she should try to fast since she's not currently breastfeeding. But if she's not capable or for whatever reason she's not feeling well, she can break that fast altogether. Not only that, but children. Some people have a misconception. They think children are allowed to fast or maybe they're exempt, but if they want to, they can. That's not true. Halakha is a child under the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah is not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av altogether. Even if they want to fast, they want to fast a little bit. It's not like Yom Kippur. We don't educate children whatsoever in mourning at all. So therefore, if a child wants to fast even for a couple hours, we tell them there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation, and you're not even supposed to. Because we don't want to educate a child under the age of chiyuv, under the age of mitzvot, to mourn, because we hope that by the time he becomes chayav in mitzvot, by the time he becomes bar mitzvah, he won't ever have to mourn. And we hope and pray that when we all mourn this year, and hopefully we don't have to mourn, but if we have to mourn this Sunday on the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed and the other tragedies, we pray that we will be able to see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash very soon in our days.